So this passage from the first letter of John is probably the most succinct and the most mysterious description of who God is we find in the Bible. Namely, God is love. Not that God loved, but that God is love. I mean, I put it to you, that puts it into an entirely different register and should basically shape and shift our perspective on the world and on ourselves and on life. So all week I've been trying to figure out where have I found this in my life most clearly exemplified, that God is love. And I came upon a memory from the days when I was chaplain at King's, and I'd like to just tell you this little story because it embodies this notion of the mysteriousness of God as love that I have ever run into, I think. About three blocks from King's, somebody told me there was a man who wanted to see a priest. So I went to his house. And he wanted to go to communion every day. He had a terminal illness. So for months, every day, I would go to the tabernacle at King's and get the pyx and the host and bring it to this man. And I did it till the day he died. And I had his funeral as well at St. Mike's. What struck me was the fact that his partner was there every day I went there, hovering over this man, attending to him. And as the man's disease became worse and worse, the man became incontinent. So his diapers had to be changed every day, diarrhea, urine. And every day, this man, this other man was there. Every day, every day, every day, until he died. They were both homosexual. The man was dying of AIDS and did die of AIDS. In the 50 years I've been ordained, I've been at scores of bedsides of people who died or were dying. I can honestly say I've never seen such solicitude, such care, such love as I saw between this man and his partner. It was altogether extraordinary. And then that stands in stark contrast to yet another person I was told to go see. French-Canadian guy living in an apartment building around Costco on Wonderland. So I knocked on the door. He came, short guy. I announced to him that I was a priest. And he immediately shut the door in my face. He too later died of AIDS, without, as we say, the comforts of the church. So I put it to you, if God is love, where do we find God? Where do we find God? In the lives of these two men who had both been extrinsicized by the official church. Objectively deformed, we describe them as being. And yet, as I said, I have never seen such generosity, such care, such caring, such solicitude, such outpouring of the self, which is what, of course, love is. Helping the other one to be, that's the very definition of love. I've never found that in any place so clearly exemplified as in the lives of these two homosexual men. It causes one to pause on Holy Thursday. We have that astonishing antiphon that is sung during the foot washing: wherever there is love, there is God. Wherever there is love, there is God. And I put it to you, no matter what strictures the official line of the church has put on homosexual human beings, the lives of these two men give the lie to that understanding of things. Simply, it is not the case. If there was love ever, it was in the house, which I still pass regularly and think about, in the lives of these two men who loved one another. Were they bereft of grace? Was God absent from their lives? I don't believe a word of it. In fact, it is a defamation. It's a lie. It's a distortion of who God, of our understanding of who God is. It doesn't say God is law. It says God is love. And we have, for instance, this monstrous situation with the American nuns, an exemplification of the same sort of dichotomy. I'm waiting for the bishops to announce an investigation of one of their own. A censure of one of their own. It's never happened. It's never happened. Every court case that's been brought against pedophiles and bishops who concealed them has been initiated by somebody outside the hierarchy. And yet I ask you again, where is love? Where is love? And these guys whose lives are so drastically remote from the lives of humanity, we're surrounded by sycophants, because if you want to get ahead in the church, you must subscribe to all these official lines. And it's never been so true in my life as it is today. So, ultimately, the more I thought about this week, this is a magnificently revelatory new way of looking at the world. I watched a really terrifying film last night, In the Land of Blood and Honey, Angelina Jolie's film on the Bosnian War. It is truly terrifying. Have you seen it, Daya? It's shattering. Where rape was used as a weapon of war. The objectification of women. Yeah. Well, the hopeful thing is that this small phrase, God is love, ought to put us on the alert for, as that lovely thing from Holy Thursday, wherever there is love, wherever there is love, wherever there is love, God is present. And to the extent that there is lovelessness, God is absent. And that's the long and short of it.